Well, we're crossing him off the list right now. Jeff Ehrman of 24/7 Sports is with us. He covers the Maryland Terrapins. When last we saw Maryland, they were losing to Penn State 66-3 in the Big Ten finale. Jeff, please tell me that they're going to be able to put that in the rearview mirror and start this year with a fresh, clean slate.
Well, you would hope so. I mean, it's hard to not do any better than that. That was the end of a really long, rough season with all the quarterback issues that they had. So, you know, obviously they were nowhere near on the level of Penn State or any of those top or even most of the mid-tier Big Ten teams. But, you know, coming back into this year with both quarterbacks seemingly healthy or likely to be healthy, I think there's hope that they can avoid those sort of blowouts that they've had a few too many of the past couple of years.
Now, before we get into any positional breakdowns or keys to this season, how big of a key is just overall health if this team is going to exceed expectations?
Yeah, that's big for everybody, obviously. But with them, it's really big. At quarterback, they've been snake bit there over the years. As everybody knows, several years ago, they got down to their fifth and sixth string quarterbacks and had a linebacker starting several games at quarterback. And then last year, you know, the first game, you have your starter who looks great, Tyrell Pigram, leads you that upset at Texas and looks, you know, fantastic and hurts his knees. And after the year, the next game, Kasim Hill, a really highly regarded freshman, comes in. He looks really good, tears his ACL, and he's out for the rest of the year. And from then, you know, the struggle was on. So, yeah, help is important for everybody. For them, they absolutely need help at quarterback more than anything else.
One of the storylines with both Maryland and Rutgers when they joined the Big Ten a couple years ago was the fact that it was going to take several seasons to sort of remake the roster and make this program look closer to a Big Ten team. How close are they to at least resembling a Big Ten football team, in your opinion, right now?
They're a lot closer. You know, when DJ Durkin arrived, inherited a roster where, you know, Randy Edsall had not done great recruiting. He'd taken a lot of projects, a lot of kids who didn't have BCS level offers. So, you know, just on the basis of the look test, there's no comparison now between 3 years ago and what you see now, size wise, speed wise. They're still not recruiting necessarily again like Penn State or Ohio State, but they did have back to back top 25 classes for, I believe, the first time ever. So you're starting to see that difference in the personnel.
Matt Canada, the new offensive coordinator, is stealing a lot of headlines based on where he was last year in LSU, the whole Ed Orgeron saga. But how do you think that the offense is going to change under Canada? Will he kind of instill that pro-style Big Ten mentality with this offense?
Well, his offense is a lot different. It's really based on a lot of misdirection, pre-snap movement, different formations. So he's trying to outsmart the other guy. So I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do. You know, they had Walt Bell last year, who's pretty highly respected himself, but, you know, a lot younger, less established. He moved on to Florida State. It's hard to really judge what he did last year because of that quarterback situation. But, you know, Canada's one of the more respected, highly respected guys out there. It didn't work out at LSU, of course, but it'll be interesting to see how it works because they do have a lot of really good running backs. That's probably their strongest position, and his offense has proved to, you know, really take advantage of running backs and pile up rushing yards. So it'll be interesting to see what they can do.
Jeff Ehrman with us from 24/7 Sports covering the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland, our stop on the KGYM countdown to kickoff today as we gear up for Big Ten Media Days Monday and Tuesday in Chicago. Who's the best player on this team going into the season, Jeff?
Best player on the team? That's a good question. You know, right now, probably Ty Johnson. He's a running back who's posted a lot of, you know, he's up around 2,000 yards on his career. A couple years ago, he averaged 9 yards a carry. Didn't average quite as many last year. I think he's the guy that most people look at. But, you know, they're really not one of those teams where you have that one guy who's a Heisman contender or Big Ten Player of the Year. You know, more I think that their talent is, or their strength, I should say, is in that they have a few good units. Offensive line is really good. Damian Prince, their tackle, might actually be their best player. He's probably their best NFL prospect. I think he graded out first or second in the Big Ten last year in pass blocking. So those would probably be the two guys, but it's more of a depth thing this year at multiple positions than, you know, one star player.
You mentioned the offensive line returning four starters, a couple of NFL prospects at the tackle position, all of that depth in the backfield. Is this offense, especially based on not knowing how healthy the quarterbacks are going to be, going to rely on the running game, I should say?
Yeah, definitely will. There's no question. When you look at that offensive line and then you look at the talent they have for running back, Ty Johnson, who I mentioned, Lorenzo Harrison, who's more of a big play guy, more of a small Barry Sanders type of bounce around guy. And then they've got a couple more really talented running backs behind them. You've got that offensive line. And again, with Matt Canada's run heavy offense and wanting to ease those quarterbacks in. And then on top of all that, you lose DJ Moore, who was the first receiver picked in the NFL draft. And you don't really have a lot of proven guys behind him at receiver. So it's definitely going to be a run heavy offense.
So you mentioned the names Tyrell Pigram and Kasim Hill. How do you handicap this quarterback situation? Is the more healthy quarterback going into the fall going to have the edge?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question everybody's asking right now. It's hard to say. You know, both guys have been out for so long. It could come down to who's healing faster, and it could also come down to who's learning the new playbook better, because there's a lot to absorb with Matt Canada's playbook, but it's really hard right now. People keep asking me. I never really know what to tell them, honestly, because both guys are talented. Kasim Hill was more of a highly touted recruit. He was a four-star kid. He's a lot bigger, but Pigram has electric running ability, which he showed last year in that brief window that he was playing before he got injured. So, long story short, until camp opens and we start to see and hear about them, it's really hard to say which guy will get the nod.
What's the best-case scenario for Maryland football in 2018?
Best-case scenario, I would say, is probably 6 or 7 wins. You know, the schedule's always tough in that division. It's just brutal year after year. You still don't know necessarily what you're getting out of the quarterbacks, but, the non-conference schedule is not too tough. Obviously, Texas, again, it's going to be hard to beat them back-to-back years, but you get them at home. So there's some winnable games on the schedule, but, if you look at Vegas, which usually is pretty accurate, they have the over-under at 4.5 or 5 wins. So, I think any Maryland fan would be pretty pleased to see them get 6 and thrilled to see them get 7 or more wins.
The defense was a big story on the negative end last year, giving up over 37 points per game. They bring in a couple of junior college transfers. Byron Cowart, former number one recruit in the country, transfers from Auburn after a brief stint at junior college. But how big of a leap must this defense take if they want to be competitive in games?
They need a big leap. They were pretty bad last year. There's no way of spinning that. The linebacker position was pretty weak. They actually added another player, Trey Watson, a graduate transfer from Illinois who started there and was one of their better players. So he'll start in the middle, right out of the gate. He should be an upgrade. The pass rush last year was really weak. So they add Cowart, as you mentioned, former number one recruit. No one really knows quite what to expect out of him. Everybody still has that label associated with him, but it's been several years and he didn't produce at Auburn. So, you hope that he can finally begin to reach that potential. And then Jesse Annabonham, who was their best pass rusher, and there's another guy who was injured in that Texas game and missed the rest of the year last year, you get him back. So, there is some hope there. I still don't think the defense is going to be great, but, they need significant improvements after last year.
If they win 6 games this year, what's one game on Maryland's schedule that they need to flip from maybe a preseason loss to a regular season win?
That's a good question. I'd say, obviously, Texas, you look at the off-season point spreads for whatever that's worth, and Texas is a 10-point favorite. So that would be a big one, because if you win that, then you've got Bowling Green, Temple, and Minnesota in the next 3 weeks, and suddenly you're looking at maybe a 3-1 or 4-0 start. So Texas is, to me, probably the biggest one. The rest of them, I would say, they're heavy underdogs against the same teams they usually are, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. And then the rest of the games are kind of 50-50 flips, most of them anyways, not at Iowa. That'll be a tough one. That might be one that I would point to, because outside of that, most of the other conference games, they're either heavy underdogs or it's kind of a 50-50 game. So, that Iowa game or that Texas game to open the season, either one of those would be huge flips.
Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us here in Eastern Iowa and catch us up to speed on DJ Durkin's Terrapins. Thanks a lot.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
KGYM's countdown to kickoff continuing tomorrow. Stop number 12 of 13, Hall of Famer Dan Dierdorf with us to preview the Michigan